Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your band break.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer. That's Debbie Meyer, that's M-E-Y-E-R, and with, on the last name and I-E on the end of the first name, DebbieMeyer.com is her website. And the green bags, right, Debbie?
That's right. That's my baby.
Green bags and the cake bags. Cutter. What else have you invented?
And my Debbie Meyer green boxes.
Oh, yeah, the green boxes. Who could forget that?
And my buffet genius and my genius sponge and my genius rack and... Lots and lots of things on the website.
No false humility there, right, Debbie?
Well, hey, you know what? I've worked a long time and very hard to get these.
You've earned your genius, and I agree with you. So, folks, check it out at DebbieMeyer.com or just watch television. You can see her. You got a new infomercial coming out soon, don't you?
I do indeed. And you know, I want to tell you something about that word genius. The reason that I put genius in the names is that I don't call me the genius. I'm making everybody else a genius in their own
home.
There
you go. Well, if they buy your products, that makes them pretty smart, doesn't it?
Well, I think so. I think you're brilliant.
Debbie, we're talking about making sure that you don't come to the end of the year, to the holiday season. You don't let Black Friday bum you out, so to speak. And regardless of what you do, we're talking about planning. We're talking about really what I've been doing a lot of work on lately, the last couple of years, Debbie, is strategic, helping small business owners think about thinking strategically, which means that you're not always in the moment. You're looking down the road. You're thinking, okay, I know where I am, and I know about the alligators that are biting me now, but where are the opportunities? Where are the threats coming from down the road? And it could be next year, could be in the next 5 years, but all that requires a night of planning, doesn't it?
It does. And in fact, you know, there are many, many things you cannot plan for, and there are many things that will crop up, and many things that it's like the oh my God moment, you know. But I see the planning as the part that makes me sane, because then you are not this desperate individual. You have not gotten to a point in the year and you suddenly go, there's only 4 weeks left and I didn't do enough. Because in that 4 weeks, you're not going to do enough to change that whole plan. Mm-hmm. I think when you are planning and you think you are in a situation where you've got to look at the fourth quarter as your make or break, you've got to have a bigger backup plan than just, I hope it works. And I look at the fourth quarter as the time to remain visible. You may not be selling.
Is it hard if you're not having a good year, if you're not having a good fourth quarter, if you're kind of bummed out about that, does that make it harder to plan for next year? I mean, what does it take to get your mind, to get your attitude positive, to focus on, I'm not going to let this happen again next year. I'm going to make sure next year is, I'm feeling different a year from now. What do we do to make that happen?
First of all, I think, everything in small business to me has to do with your attitude, first of all. You start with attitude, and then you take it into the more tangible parts of planning. But if you go in, not everybody can have a five-year plan. It's great to have a five-year plan. It's great to have a three-year plan. I would love to have a two-year plan. But some things just change. Our economy did stuff to everybody that nobody expected. You know what? Some businesses were too big to let fail. So they got
that's what we were told.
Yeah, exactly. We were told they were too big to fail. But so what happened to the rest of us? You know, we were left to our own devices. And thank goodness that the small business community is a very tight-knit community, and we're willing to help each other with ideas and focus and all that. And, you know, for people like you who are just brilliant at bringing all those ideas to one place where you can.
Well, and the people like you, and you're exactly right. Small business owners, we don't ask for a lot, but I'll tell you one thing we do, and we have to do, we have to help ourselves, Debbie, and that's what you're talking about, folks. You've got to, if I love what I think it was, I've forgotten who said this, Henry Ford or somebody said, if it is to be, it is up to me.
That's right.
And that's what you got to do from a planning standpoint, getting ready for, you know, for next year, getting, you know, putting this year behind you already, maybe, and getting ready for next year. Debbie, I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
My mantra is always, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? You can't wait till the end of this year to plan next year. You should have been planning next year at the beginning of this year. You have to be proactive. You can't always be reactive. Some things you will have to react to, but if you are proactive and you've planned ahead, that reaction comes much quicker, much easier, and you know where you stand, and you can make that reaction.
She just gave you the combination to avoiding crisis management and having a lot of success. Debbie Meyer, thank you for being here again today. We'll see you next time.
It is my pleasure. Thank you.
Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, DebbieMeyer.com. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.